Hallelujah. This is another wonderful day in the presence of the Almighty God. I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord for giving us this privilege to see another beautiful day, the third day of the month of September, year 2021. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Magnify him for his wonderful. Magnified him for his great. He's the Almighty God. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. Lord, we thank you. We adore you. Lord, we bless your name. All glory to your name. All honor to your name. All adoration to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayers. This prayer comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And this prayer consists of a lot of prayers. I want you to get yourself ready. People have been sharing testimony. I have received a lot of testimony all through yesterday. And we are still receiving more. We pray that God will answer your prayers by fire. Listen, the weapon of prayer is very deep. Prayer is mysterious. Prayer works wonders. Prayer is powerful. Through prayer, you can bring invisible down to visible. So prayer is a powerful weapon in the hands of all believers. I pray that as you pray now, God will answer your prayers in Jesus' name. I want you to close your eyes and pray these seven prayers loud and clear. Say, every village wickedness assigned against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every village wickedness assigned against my life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every village wickedness assigned against my life, scatter in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say, I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fired against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fired against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fired against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fight against my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil enchantment directed against my star, in the name of Jesus. Every evil enchantment directed against my star, in the name of Jesus. Every evil enchantment directed against my star, in Jesus' name. Say, bullet of darkness shot against me in the dream, backfire. In the name of Jesus, bullet of darkness shot against me in the dream, backfire. In the name of Jesus, bullet of darkness shot against me in the dream, backfire, backfire. In the name of Jesus, bullet of darkness shot against me in the dream, backfire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, every evil altar erected to cage my life, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar erected to cage my life, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar erected to cage my life, catch fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Every evil altar assigned to waste my effort, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar assigned to waste my effort, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar assigned to waste my effort, catch fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Any power using the hours of the night to steal from my hand, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal from my hand, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hour of the night to steal from my hand, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, arrow of untimely death hiding in my blood, come out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of untimely death hiding in my blood, come out. Go back to the sender. in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death, hiding in my blood, come out, go back to the sender, come out, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, a louder amen. You are welcome to this prophetic program, and I know that this one is going to really be another, you know, blessing in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, a few days ago, we started talking about dealing with blockages at the edge of miracles. Dealing with blockages at the edge of miracle. Blockages, hindrance at the edge of miracle. When miracle is close, when testimony is close, when breakthrough is close, something will happen somehow. Something will happen somehow. And when it happens like that, we find out that this particular breakthrough will not be able to materialize. It will get closer, but somebody cannot see it. It becomes a kind of near success syndrome. It's a terrible spirit. It's a terrible attack. It's a terrible battle that we need to fight. When somebody is experiencing this, you need to contend with it. You need to fight it once and for all. There are powers that used to cause this. We have mentioned all the powers one by one, 1 to 12 or 1 to 11 of the powers. We mentioned 12 powers. We mentioned the power of confessing. We mention the power of strange curses. We mention the power of household wickedness. We mention the power of evil covenant. We mention the power of witchcraft powers. We mention the power of evil behind your name. We mention the activity of spiritual spouses. We mention the power of ancestral power. That ancestral power is one of the wicked power that is always sponsoring that blockages at the end of breakthrough. We mention marine powers. We mention the spirit of disobedience. We mention the strong man at the gate of the next level. These 12 powers are the dangerous powers that used to attack, that used to stagnate, that used to waste people's effort and make it sure that it's terrible, that the person cannot go through. Therefore, I want you to open your mouth, pray this prayer, say, powers behind the problems of my life, in the name of Jesus, powers behind the problems of my life, there, in the name of Jesus, powers behind the problems of my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody may need to pray this prayer aggressively back. It's very, very important. Now, when all these powers, when their emotion, or one of them is emotional against somebody, there are specific 7 dreams that that person will be having. You know, if you have any of these 7 dreams I want to mention now, it is a symbol, and it represents that there is going to be blockage. Now, I want you to know one thing very, very clear. When you have a dream, between the time the dream is seen and the time is going to manifest, you can terminate the dream. You know, there is a manifestation of a dream. And before the period of manifestation, you can cancel the dream. So do not allow any dream that is not of God to stay in your life. You will decree that these dreams I have, you will analyze it. Say, this dream I have, you will not see the light of the day. You have terminated it. You know, you have terminated it using the power of your word. And it shall never be able to see the light of the day. So there are 7 major dreams that those who are experiencing blockages at the gate of their miracle, at the gate of their testimony, at the gate of their breakthrough, we always have. So listen very, very well. If you are having this, then you have to really fight and deal with it. Number one dream is a dream of sex in the dream when breakthrough is closed. Sex in the dream when breakthrough is closed. 2, feeding the person in the dream when he's expecting a breakthrough. All this is a covenant formation to terminate that breakthrough. The first one is sex in the dream. The second one is seeing yourself being fed in the dream. The third one is seeing yourself back in your family's compound, back in your village, back in the place where you live, where you are just a child or you are growing up as teenagers. You know, when you are seeing that dream and it's constant, it shows that they want to stagnate the progress. They don't want you to move forward. So you have to deal with this. You have to pray against it. I want you to open your mouth and say this one louder. Say, every evil covenant I have formed that is working against my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant I have formed that is working against my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant I have formed that is working against my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant I have formed that is working against my progress, break in Jesus' name we pray. The third dream is you will be noticing that things you put in a place mysteriously disappear. Like somebody park a vehicle and you go somewhere, by the time you come, the vehicle has been taken. Or you put something in one place, before you go, it has been taken. Put a shoe in one place, before you know it has been taken. That is a dream showing you that thing you are expecting, the result of interview you are expecting, the breakthrough you are expecting, that money you are expecting may not be allowed. And the realm of the spirit, they've stopped it immediately. So you are the one, immediately you have that dream, you cry out loud. You need to wake up, stay for about 30 minutes to cancel that dream. And you will decree that this dream I had, you will not see the light of the day. This dream that I had now, you will not see the light of the day. When you decree like that, that this dream will not see the light of the day, it will never be able to see the light of the day. So you have aborted the plans of the wicked. You have canceled the plans of the wicked. You have destroyed the agenda. So you must understand this kind of dreams. They are dreams of retrogression. They are dreams of stagnation. They are dreams of limitation. They are dreams of frustration. You must know that. The next dream is dream of seeing yourself writing an exam without a question paper, writing an exam with a biro that has no ink, writing an exam that you struggle to write and you could not write. That is also a kind of dream that will always stagnate somebody, making it hard for somebody to make progress. That dream will always keep somebody at the Mount Pisgah of life. It will not make that person to make progress. The Bible said that Moses was taken to Mount Pisgah to look at the land, and he could not get there. Every stronghold of darkness mounted against your next level, I command the stronghold to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Every garment of limitation that you are wearing up and down, every garment of battle that you are wearing up and down, I command the garment to be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone here, there is a negative prophecy somebody gave against you, and that person said you should buy salt, you should buy white cloth, you should buy some things and bring it for prayers. You don't need to take anything for prayer like that. There's nothing like salt. What you need to do is to go into aggressive warfare prayers, and that very particular negative prophecy shall be canceled. Open your mouth and say loud and clear. Say, every negative prophecy against my existence, die in the name of Jesus. Every negative prophecy against my existence, die in the name of Jesus. Every negative prophecy against my existence, die in the name of Jesus. Every negative prophecy against my existence, die in the name of Jesus. Every negative prophecy against my existence, die in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I'm going to stop there and continue tomorrow. I want you to bring a bottle of oil. If you have one, if you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the oil or the water in the hand of your children shall be anointed. The power of deliverance shall enter into the oil. The power of healing shall enter into the oil. Both the oil and the water shall become carried of power. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little now. If it's oil, drink a little. If it's water, drink a little. And shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, strong man of stagnation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, strong man of stagnation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, strong man of stagnation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, strong man of stagnation in my life, there, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Tampa Pusudi Karabalabai. Lento Kopurubu Soto Kakataka. Strong band of stagnation. I command you to in the name of Jesus. Strong band of stagnation. In the name of Jesus. Strong band of stagnation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Make sure you take the oil and anoint your chest now. And pray this prayer loud and clear. Say every evil load placed on my chest. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load placed on my chest. Backfire, backfire, backfire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your head and say the same thing. Every evil load placed on my head. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load placed on my head. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load placed on my head. Backfire in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your stomach and pray this prayer. Say, sickness assigned to kill me, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Sickness assigned to kill me, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Sickness assigned to kill me, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray, say, I shall not die before my time. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall reach my goal in the name of Jesus. I shall not die before my time. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall reach my goal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say every satanic padlock assigned against my marriage, break in the name of Jesus. Every satanic padlock assigned against my marriage, break in the name of Jesus. Every satanic padlock assigned against my marriage, break in Jesus. I can see somebody's marriage captured by spirit wife right now. That yoke of spirit wife has been broken in the name of Jesus Christ. There's another marriage here is captured by strange women. You know, there's a strange woman that is in the life of your husband. I command the bewitchment working against your husband to loose their oath. Let that arrow of bewitchment loose its oath. Let the enchantment loose its oath in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Makanda kada kada. Anoint your two hands and decree loud and clear. My hands, hear the word of the Lord. Receive blessing from heaven. My hands, hear the word of the Lord. Shake out every cobwebs hiding in you. In the name of Jesus, shake your hand. My hands, hear the word of the Lord. Prosper by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anoint your legs and say, my legs, I command you to carry me to the place of celebration. Carry me to the place of my breakthrough. Carry me to the land of dominion. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Makata kanta la barabusha. I speak to someone there by the power and the blood of Jesus. That interview that we are going for next week is a walkover. The Lord has taken control. You are coming back with testimony. There's another person in this place. The yoke of the enemy has been placed upon your destiny. But I command the yoke to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The finger of God is in operation in my life. The power of God is in operation in my life. And no evil shall befall me. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover myself, my family, with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Three thunders, Makat, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That is wonderful. God is mighty. God is great. God is working wonders. And I pray that the mighty hand of the Lord shall begin to flow more in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, stretch forth your request. Father, we pray that this request shall be answered. Answer the request speedily. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree upon everyone here, the yoke in your life shall be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus, arrow of poverty, go back to the sender. Arrow of stagnancy, go back to the sender. Arrow of bewitchment, go back to the sender. Arrow of bewitchment, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, may the glory of the Lord, may the name of the Lord be glorified. May the hand of the Lord move fighting in our life. May the power of God work wonder in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall go from place to place. Ah, in Taparia Makandaba, Erikosoko Lemoku Prakatala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In case you want to get across to me, you can send an information to my WhatsApp number 080-233-69298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you so much. As we enjoy the month of multiple delivery of breakthrough, delivery of blessing, delivery of good health. it is well with you. Don't forget, read Psalm 91 on daily basis. Before you go out, it's very important. Before you sleep, it's very important. God bless you in Jesus' name.